Jaya Radha Madhava Kunda Bihari. Jai Ho Radha Madhava Kunda Bihari. Gopi Kanavalava Irivarudhavde Gopi Nana Malava Irivarudhavde Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tera Panachare Yamuna Teva Vanachyade Jai Ho Radha Ho Madhava Kunja Vihare Jai Ho Radha Madhava Kunda Bihare Gopi Jana Vallabha Irivaro Dare Gopi Jana Vallabha Irivarudhavde Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Nandana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Nandana Yamuna Te Rapanachare Yamuna Te Rapanachare Jai Ho Radha Madhava Kunda Bihare Jai Ho Radha Madhava Kunda Bihare Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravidakacharya Alsa Teta Satashi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chadanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Kijai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijai Anandakuti Vaishnava Vrinda Kijai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Kijai Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidwaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gijai Shishi Radhakrishna Gopikapata Shayam Kunda Radhakuta Giri Govardhan Gijai Vrindavanam Gijai Maturidam Gijai Jagadasami Gijai Yubunamai Gijai Shimati Lasi Devi Gijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gijai Gaur Parimananda Hari Hari Bo All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is to some of the devotees. All glory is to Shri Guru and Gauranga Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. So reading Sadhama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Vudle Shri Madhavakta Vananda Swami Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravati Pacharani Nivisesa Sinyavati Pashtanta Deja Charni. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 28th Chapter, Text 14. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ite sanchintya bhagoham maha karunako harihi dasyaham asa lokam swam gopanam tamasa param Iti sanchintya bhagavan mahakaruniko harihi dashayam asalokam swam gopanam damasaparam Iti sanchintya bhagavan Mahakaruniko harahi Dashiham asalokam sam Gopanam tamasaparam Iti sanchintya bhagavan Mahakaruniko harahi Dashiham asalokang sam Gopanam damasaparam
Thank you.
iti, in these words, sanchincha, considering to himself, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mahakarunikaha, the most merciful, Harehi, Lord Hari, Darshiham, Asha, showed, Lokam, the planet, Vaikuntha, Swam, his own, Gopanam, to the coward men, Tamasaha, material darkness, Param, beyond. Translation, thus deeply considering the situation, the all-merciful, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, revealed to the coward men his abode, which is beyond material darkness. You can repeat. Thus deeply considering the situation, the all-merciful, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, revealed to the coward men his abode, which is beyond material darkness. So purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, it is clear from this verse that the Absolute Truth dwells in His own eternal abode. Every one of us tries to live as comfortably as possible, surrounding ourselves with peace and beauty. How can we, in the name of logic, begrudge the Supreme Lord, our Creator, the supremely beautiful and comfortable abode known by the people in general as the Kingdom of God? So I'm just going to read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. Thinking, Sanchincha, I will show the superiority of Vrindavan by giving them realization of Brahman and Vaikuntha. He showed them Brahman, Swam, and Vaikuntham, Lokam. Separating the coward men from Vrindavan for a few moments, he showed them Brahman and Vaikuntha. He did this because he was the most merciful. That is, he wanted to show them that the sweetness of Vrindavan was superior to Brahman and Vaikuntha. However, if they achieve Brahman realization with Sayuja or merging, then it would be impossible for them to come out of it. How would it be possible for them to taste again the sweetness of Vrindavan? Because the Lord is Vibhu, all-powerful. He could take them out of Sayuja Mukti and Vaikuntha, which are both beyond matter, Tamasa Param. So again, the verse. Iti sanjincha bhagavan maha kolunika hari darshyamasya lokam swam gopanam. Oops. Gopanam tamasa param. So om agada tivadandasya gananjana shilakaya chakshur and many tam yena tasvai shikarveda maha. So first I'm going to talk about some of the Sanskrit in the verse, which I found quite interesting. So you have this word sanchincha, which is not simply thinking, but it means, sometimes it's defined by the acharyas as meditating or thinking very, very deeply. For example, we have our word kirtan and sankirtan. So sankirtan can sometimes mean congregational chanting, but also can indicate, according to the acharyas, absorbed chanting of the holy name, you know, complete chanting. So here, and I'm going to contrast this with Bhagawan, with the word Bhagawan. Bhagawan, of course, means Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of all opulences. And one of the opulences is intelligence, you know, he's the most intelligent person. There's other ones, beauty, etc., like that, all-knowing, intelligent. So why does the Supreme Personality of Godhead have to think very deeply about these things? It's an interesting question, because he knows everything, so it would appear that he wouldn't have to think very deeply about anything. You know, just like, whatever, you know. Just like if someone asked me, what's your name? Okay, you're Krishna Goswami. I didn't think very deeply, it's just like, I knew it. So that is answered actually in this verse. Maha Karuniko Harihi. That's because he is feeling so much love for his devotees. Maha Karuniko. Not only Karuniko, but Maha Karuniko, which is actually interesting. Karuna means, of course, mercy. Maha means great mercy or the greatest mercy. Because he is actually feeling so much love for his devotees that he wants to protect them from this misunderstanding. And of course, they don't have this misunderstanding. But still, he's feeling this great compassion and love for his devotees. And of course, the word hari means, in this particular context, freeing them. You know, we have hari, you know, someone who frees you from something. And therefore, he gives them darshayam asa lokam swam. He gives them the darshan of those of the worlds. Gopanam tamasa param. Of the worlds which are free from, this is a negative definition of the spiritual world, tamasa param. You understand? That which is free from ignorance. So just like we have the word Vaikuntha, the word Vaikuntha is actually a negative definition of the spiritual world because it's, Kuntha means anxiety according to His Divine Grace of the Prabhupada, and Vaikuntha means without anxiety. So also another very interesting thing is that when you go to Goloka Vrindavan, then you have anxiety. I'm not going to touch upon that topic, but it came to my mind that in Goloka Vrindavan, the devotees are actually put in anxiety. Of course, the anxiety is there is not due to real demons. According to the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there are devotees who act like demons, and I think Mother Urmila mentioned this the other day, that in the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, you'll have a devotee who acts like the Keshi demon, for example. And instead of Krishna killing that particular demon, he's not actually a demon in this case, Krishna just like tames him and takes all the devotees for horseback rides on the Keshi demon. And, you know, the same thing happens to the Arishta demon, Arishtashura, who gives him to Lord Shiva as his bull. And there's so many interesting stories. And then sometimes Krishna appears to leave Vrindavan to go to Mathura to kill Kamsa, take care of Kamsa. But actually, there's no Kamsa, and there's no demons. But it appears, and the devotees are put into great anxiety in Goloka Vrindavan, isn't it? So you see, like Krishna's putting the devotees in anxiety. And here we're talking about Vaikuntha, freedom from anxiety. So the way I understand that is Vaikuntha is freedom from material anxiety. And even Prabhupada indicated that in preaching Krishna consciousness, you know, he's talking to Tamal Krishnamaraj, what Tamal Krishnamaraj one time said, that I have so much anxiety, you know, from doing this, whatever responsibility, it's hard for me to concentrate. You know, my job, but Prabhupada said something like, me too. Of course, Prabhupada, obviously, could always be absorbed in the holy names. So the devotee, this is the Vrindavan consciousness, which is interesting. The Vrindavan consciousness, if one wants to go to Vrindavan, is to be in anxiety for Krishna, to please Krishna. Of course, it's not the crippling type of anxiety that we experience in this material world. But the devotee doesn't aspire for liberation. I want to read this verse because it reflects upon this particular subject matter. This is from the third canto, text 29. It's about Lord Kapiladeva's instructions or explanation of devotional service. Chapter 29, third canto, text 12 and 13 I'm going to read. I'm just going to read the text here and the English. first of all, the manifestation of unadulterated devotional service is exhibited when one's mind is at once attracted to hearing the transcendental name and qualities of the Supreme Personality of God. This is Vrindavan consciousness, who is residing in everyone's heart. Just as the water of the Ganges flows naturally down toward the ocean, such devotional ecstasy, uninterrupted by any material condition, flows towards the Supreme Lord. Now, the next verse is in reference to the devotees, of course, the devotees in Vrindavan wanting to hear about whether they're going back to Godhead, what wanted to see or hear about the spiritual world. Text 13 is, a pure devotee does not accept any kind of liberation, salokya, sarashti, samipya, sarupya, or ekatva, that's sometimes described as sayuja, even though they are offered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Really, really interesting. So, in this particular case, let's go back to, okay, my book here. In this particular case, the devotees are exhibiting some interest in Vaikuntha and Brahman, and they want to experience it or hear about it from Krishna. So it's quite interesting. They're not asking Krishna to take them there. There's a difference. They're not saying, Krishna, take us to Vaikuntha. Krishna, let us merge in the absolute. They're actually just interested in it. Which is, why are they interested in it? You know, aren't they just satisfied being with Krishna? Well, because they're interested in everything Krishna does. See, they're connected to Krishna. We have to understand, like my interest in something may have nothing to do with Krishna. You know, just like I may read about cars, you know, very interested in cars, especially Teslas, you know, whatever. And it has nothing to do with Krishna. It's just like stimulating my little brain so I can enjoy some gyan there and understand something. But these devotees in the spiritual world, their consciousness is they don't want to have anything to do with any knowledge, any activity, anything separate from Krishna. Now, they started to ask these questions of Krishna when they saw that Krishna had this great power. This was after the Varuna pastime. It's not that they asked those questions of Krishna beforehand. So there's some recognition, you know, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although that has not diminished their love for Krishna, but now they just want to know everything that Krishna does. Just like we have the example of Jayadeva Goswami, who is obviously situated on the topmost platform of devotional service. I mean, his literature, the Gita Govinda, is so elevated that it's not for everybody, unless they're very elevated souls. But Jayadeva Goswami in his Gita Govinda, he's glorifying the different avatars of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But as he glorifies the different avatars of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's stating Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa, Keshavadrita Shukara Rupa, which means he's seen Krishna doing all these things. And so, therefore, it's not connected from their It's not disconnected from their Vrindavan consciousness. Because if you love someone, you love everything they do. And even the gopis, I was thinking about this before, the gopis, from time to time, they actually understand who Krishna is. And they use that understanding sometimes to criticize Krishna for his past incarnations. I mean, for example, the gopis, sometimes they say, Krishna, you were extremely cruel. This beautiful girl, Sarpanaka, approached you. in the form of Lord Ram, and you cut off her nose. So that, you know, they have some of this understanding, but they're connecting it with their relationship with Brajendra Nandana, Krishna and Vrindavan. It's not a disconnection. Try to understand that. You know, we look at this ostensibly, this particular description, and say, you know, why are they curious about this stupid Brahman, or not stupid Brahman, about Brahman which devotees reject, or Vaikuntha, which I just read here, the devotees, a pure devotee does not exhibit any kind of liberation, Saloka, Sarasthi, Samipya, Surupya, or Ekatva. No, but it's simply their loving relationship with Krishna. The reason that they're asking about this. And Krishna is deeply thinking about it because he doesn't want them to get caught. Just like the story in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Gopukumar, he's also very curious about things. And he goes to the Brahman, no, close to the Brahman, you know, not into the Brahman, and he starts to get sucked into it. You know, the story starts to get sucked into it. But Krishna uses the rays from his lotus feet, if I remember correctly. The merciful rays from his lotus feet is the description of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, just to yank him out. So we see something very, very, very similar going on here. So what can we learn from this? Okay, because we have to apply this. It has to be something practical for us. That as we're dealing in this material world, we oftentimes have to acquire knowledge, not only about Krishna, but you know, about things in this material world. And we have to understand and connect it to our service to Krishna. For example, in my own life, and hopefully it's not sense gratification, whenever I, in the past, of course, I've given some courses on cellular biology and talked about Kanasins, my favorite personality, other than Krishna, that I'm actually seeing it as connected to Brajananda, to Krishna and Vrindavan, Brajendra Nandana. Because I'm just like thinking, wow, how wonderful Krishna is. And it's not in a mood of awe and reverence that I'm thinking like that. It's in a mood of just, wow, that's our Krishna. You understand? Just like a parent. Let's give the example. A mother, and the child does really well in school. You know, let's say the child gets a PhD, okay, in school. It's not that the parent develops a mood of awe and reverence towards the child after that point. That would be silly. Oh, PhD, my son, my dear son, please accept my humble obeisances. No, it's my son. My baby. It's still a baby with a PhD. You understand the point? So it's not that the residents of Vrindavan are enamored with these things. It's, oh, it's my Krishna. He does all these cool things. So when we are interacting with this material world, it should be like that when we're discovering new things. Like, you know, I talk about cellular biology. Wow! Our Krishna, you know, Brajendra Nandana is doing so many cool things. And of course, it's part of our service, too, that we have to explain life comes from life, so it's connected in that particular way, too. So, this is how we should see. You know, Yomam Pashati Sarvacha Sarvam Chamai Pashati Tashaham Apanashami Sacha Me Napranashati. The one who sees everything connected to Krishna and sees he's never lost to Krishna, nor is Krishna ever lost to him. So this is actually the Vrindavan consciousness, that you can learn about other things, but you have to connect to Krishna. Just like yesterday, I was talking to one girl. Last night, I was talking to one girl who was going to study. She's studying, and she says, And generally, what I find is that people take up Krishna consciousness, and they just like want to reject their studying. Of course, in the early days, we used to do that. Someone took up Krishna consciousness, we'd say, you know, your university is all Maya, your parents are all Maya. Practically became Mayavadis at that point. Your wife is Maya, your girlfriend is Maya, you know. So like Tamal Krishnamurti had stuffed the poor brahmachari in the, or the man in the bus as his girlfriend was crying and fainted. or his, what? Send the women to Australia, you know, so that's not the proper understanding of Krishna consciousness. You know, the proper understanding, so we were explaining to this particular individual, is that this, see it as connected to Krishna. And even the learning process, you know, of course, you're doing this for service to Krishna. That's one explanation. You're doing this for service to Krishna, so later on in life you'll be able to preach nicely and be Krishna conscious and raise a family or whatever. But another point is this voyage of discovery, you know, just the acquirement of knowledge can be connected to Krishna too. You should be thinking, as you learn new things about this material world, that how wonderful Krishna is in doing all this, like I mentioned the cellular biology thing, how wonderful Krishna is, wow. The complexity, you know, that, like Krishna says, the light of the sun and the moon come from me. I am the intelligence of man. You know, so Krishna's given us all these indications how to see him. But we can also connect that to Krishna and Vrindavan. You know, we have a choice. We can actually think, oh, in the God sense, you know, and of course we have our secondary and primary names of God. You know, secondary like God, Paramatma, and we have our primary names like Krishna, Govinda, Gopal. So we should connect it to the primary, to Krishna and Vrindavan, and see Krishna and Vrindavan behind everything in this world. So when you're studying things, or when you develop some skill, you see Krishna acting like that. And that is Vrindavan Khan. Then one is in Vrindavan. I mean, you can go to the geographical place known as Vrindavan and not be in Vrindavan. It's not simply, like Prabhupada said, you're not simply getting in a plane and taking a plane or a train or whatever and going to a geographical place. Being in Vrindavan is, like Prabhupada never left Vrindavan. Just like Kabe Hama He Rabo Sri Vrindavana, isn't it? The mind is always in Vrindavan. And the Vrindavan consciousness to see Krishna everywhere, to engage everything in Krishna's service, and to love Krishna. I mean, that's Vrindavan, Nyabhi Lashita Shunyam. And therefore, devotees are not interested in, are not interested in going, you know, pure devotees, of course. We talked about this yesterday. Prabhupada did encourage us to be interested in going back to Godhead, but pure devotees are not. They're simply interested in doing whatever Krishna wants, wherever Krishna wants, and that's the loving exchange. The Vaipum Sampara Dhamma Yato Bhakti Hoksaje Ahoitaki Pratita Yatma Supersedite. That's really what pleases Atma Supersedite, what pleases the heart. That loving exchange. You know, it's really the, what's causing us a lack of happiness is the lack of loving exchange. And one has that loving exchange with Krishna, one could be anywhere and everywhere, and one will always be in Vrindavan. So anyway, so these are some of the points. Let's see, any other point I wanted to make today. And also, the residents of Vrindavan naturally have curiosity. They're not dull stones. You know, if they hear about something, they want to find out about it, but it's in relationship to Krishna. So that's why they wanted to know about all these things. Okay, so any questions or comments? Yes. Yeah.
And the interesting thing is you talk about how that impersonalists will go to the Ramachuri
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the worst possible punishment. Of course, it's mentioned that the Vaishnavas, the devotees, they'll accept the other four types of liberation, like Sayuja, they will not accept. But Samipya, Sarishti, Salokya, Sarupya, they will accept. That means living on the same planet as the Lord, associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, having the opulences of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is having the Satchitananda body. Devotees will accept that. Devotees will accept that, but they don't ask for it. They don't want it. But they simply want Mama Janmani Janmani Sri Bhavatad Bhakti Ahaita Kitwaya. They want to serve Krishna, wherever Krishna. That's love. Therefore, you have devotees willing to come to the material world to act as demons. You know, when Krishna fights in different times, sometimes he has devotees come down, like Jai and Vijay. They came down. I mean, they weren't happy to come to the material world, but they did come to the material world, and they did it out of service to Krishna. Because they're willing to do whatever Krishna wants. And as I mentioned many times in the last chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, says, if my unhappiness gives Krishna happiness, then that's my happiness. That's what I want. So that's the Vrindavan mood. The Vrindavan mood is, you know, whatever Krishna wants, we will do. And then you can actually enter into Vrindavan. That's the prerequisite. So, any other questions? Questions or comments? Yeah. How do we reconcile that with the pure movement? I don't ask for anything, but then greed means I can't live if I'm not with you. Yeah, well, it's out of service. It's always out of serving Krishna. Because all the rasas, we're talking about Raganuga Bhaktas. So Raganugas, they follow in the footsteps, or they serve a Ragatmaka devotee in the spiritual world. But it's always service. See, all the rasas, some Prabhupada would sometimes compare the different rasas, beginning with Shantaras, Dasharas, Sakyaras, Vatsalyaras, and Maturyaras, with different material elements, because as you get to the grosser material elements, then you have all the qualities of the subtler material elements. So when you move up, for lack of a better word, when you move up the rasas, you have the qualities of the previous rasas there, like the quality of servitude. I mean, servitude becomes perfected in the personality of Srimati Radharani. Much more so than in someone who is, I don't want to use the word lower because I, you know, really hate to do that. Someone who's in dasha, I don't want to say just because it's the same thing. Someone who's in dasha ras. Because, I mean, you have that example where Srimati Radharani and the gopis were willing to give the dust from their feet to cure Krishna's headache. I mean, that's service and work to go to hell. Whereas the other devotees were approached, you know, we don't want to go to hell. So you have service perfected, you have all these relationships perfected in the gopis, especially in the case of Srimati Radharani. So this Raganuga is hankering for spiritual perfection, spiritual service perfection. It's not for one's enjoyment. That, you know, I just want to realize that I'm a gopi so I can, whatever. I'd rather be a cowboy because then I can get all the milk from the cows and ice cream and pakoras. So it really has nothing to do with self-centered interest. It has everything to do with pleasing Krishna. So, hope I was able to explain that. It's really elevated topics, which I know nothing about. Okay, on that happy note, all glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you. Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite Rad hey jaya jaya madhava jayate 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 Dammo dara frate, vardana face, hotine scuta brenna vipine se. Dammo dara frate, vardana face, hotine scuta brenna vipine se. Dammo dara frate, vardana face, Hari niskuta brenna vipine se. Rad, hey, jaya, jaya, madhava, jaya, jaya. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Vishabhanutare Navasaseleke Lalita Saki Guna Ramita Vishake Vrishabhanu Dare Navasaseleke Lalita Saki Guna Ramita Vishake Vrishabhanu Dare Navasaseleke Lalita Saki Guna Ramita Vishake Vrishabhanu Dare Navasaseleke Lalita Saki Guna Ramita Vishake Vrad Hey Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Korunam Kurumai Karuna Bharate Sanaka Sanatana Varnita Charite Korunam Korumai Karuna Bharate Sanaka Sanatana Varnita Charite Karunam Kurumai Karuna Bharate Sanaka Sanatana Varnita Charite Kurumae Karuna Bharate Sanaka Sanatana Varnita Charite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate tide, hey, Jaya Jaya Madhava tide. Jaya Rad, Haganokkenanduragade. Jai Rad, Haganokkenanduragade. Jai Rad, hey. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe, 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 Radhe. Rathe 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 rathe. Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa Parabhadakacharya, also Teta, Satashi Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chalana, the Bhaktivedanta, Gosami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON, Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidhveda Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Vata Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopinath Sayam Kund Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Jai Maturadam Ki Jai Jagadavasami Ki Jai Yamanamai Ki Jai Srimati Lasadevi Ki Jai Sambhavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Shrivopad Ki Jai. Okay, we'll read the translation. O Radha, all glories unto you, all glories unto you, beloved of Madhava, object of worship for all the young girls of Gokula. You dress yourself in such a way as to increase Lord Damodar's love and attachment for you. You are the controller of Vrindavan, the pleasure groves of Lord Hari. You are a new moon arisen from the ocean of King Vrishabhanu. You are the friend of Lalita, and your wonderful qualities, friendliness, kindness, and faithfulness to Krishna endear you to Vishakha. You are an ocean of compassion, and your divine characteristics are described by the four Kumaras, Sanaka, Sanatan, Sananda, and Sanat Kumar. O Radha, please be merciful to me. Srila Rupa Goswami Ki Jai. Okay, Shri Shastaka.